Crossing the Line. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Democrats thought they had their smoking gun, the witness who would reveal the secret reason that those U.S. attorneys were fired. And she was Monica Goodling, painted as a conservative ideologue, a graduate of Christian colleges who was put there to politicize the Justice Department. But it turns out she didn't do it.
I never recommended to them that a specific U.S. attorney be added to or removed from Mr. Sampson's list.
She did admit that she tried to gauge the political leanings of applicants to lower-level Justice Department jobs. But the interesting thing to me was how much she sounded like a lawyer. She is a lawyer, of course, but part of the new breed, Christian-educated lawyers, presumably able to make the kind of clear distinctions between right and wrong that have evaded the graduates of secular institutions. And yet, when pressed to tell the Judiciary Committee whether she thought she had broken any law...
The best I can say is that I know I took political considerations into account on some occasions.
Was that legal?
Sir, I'm not able to answer that question. I know I crossed the line.
What line?
I crossed the line of the civil service rules.
Rules, laws. You cross the line on civil service laws. Is that right?
I believe I crossed the law lines, but I didn't mean to.
No, there will be no confession from this lawyer. Any line crossing was accidental, not intentional. Liberals are convinced that the Bush administration is trying to turn the government into a theocracy. But it turns out they can relax, because it's clear that there's something about a legal education that can beat the moral certitude out of anyone. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.